Welcome to this week's Books and Culture podcast with Books and Culture's editor, John Wilson, and I'm Stan Guthrie. This week, John, we're going to look at a volume that is entitled My Bookstore.
Yes, My Bookstore, subtitled Writers Celebrate Their Favorite Places to Browse, Read, and Shop. It's introduced by the novelist Richard Russo, edited by Ronald Rice and booksellers across America, and it has 84 little tidbits in which a writer writes about a favorite bookstore. And some of the writers are very well known, others not so well known. I should tell you that you might suppose, out of these 84 bookstores, knowing how much I love books and bookstores, you might suppose that I've been to a huge number of these bookstores. Yeah. Actually, I've only been to 8 of them. But I want to mention the ones I have been to. Okay. I'm just going to go through those. Politics and Prose in Washington, D.C., the Elliott Bay Book Company in Seattle, Magers and Quinn in Minneapolis, Chaucer's Books in Santa Barbara, Vroman's Bookstore in Pasadena. I've not only been in there and spent more money in that store than in all others, but I also worked there at one time, Warwick's in La Jolla, Anderson's in Naperville, quite near us, and Prairie Lights in Iowa City. So those are the ones I've been to. The book also has some really marvelous drawings for each one of the doors. I really don't need to say any more for the audience for this book. I think the first person that I thought of when I saw the book was our dear friend Lauren Winter and how much she would love it. And I have many other book-loving friends who will immediately seize on this book with great delight. And it's also a very good potential Christmas present for friends you know who love books and bookstores.
And we're always talking about where technology is taking us and the upheavals in publishing. How does this book shine a light on all that's happening in publishing?
That's an excellent question, and not all of the writers by any means touch on that, but a number of them do. And also there's a very interesting afterword by a young novelist who I enjoy. Her name is Emily St. John Mandel, and she has an afterword in which she talks about that pretty passionately and is very critical of Amazon and the effect that it's had on bookselling and the communities that it affects. And, you know, I'm very ambivalent about that because I think in some ways Amazon has been a great boon. And on the other hand, I greatly treasure bookstores and what they can do distinctively. And there are things that they can do that a vast monopolistic online bookseller can't do. Yeah. And then there are things that Amazon can do that your local bookseller can't do. I would say that one way that people who care about bookstores can support them, if they think that that matters, is to buy books there. That doesn't mean that you necessarily buy all your books from that source, but if you have a local bookstore that you care about, you can help them to survive. And if they can survive, even with the goodwill of people like you who buy books and so on, well, you know, that may be out of your control. While I understand many of the concerns about Amazon's practices, and even when they're not engaging in a practice that might seem clearly dubious, simply their very existence imperils, sure, to some extent, I also think that there are wonderful benefits that come from that. For me, at least, it's a morally complex landscape.
Well, given that landscape, John, what is it that these bookstores, maybe even just the 8 that you know personally, do that you think is a good reason for them to continue in the current landscape?
Well, bookstores, first of all, my favorite bookstore of all time, which I've mentioned a number of times to you over the years, was the bookstore that my friend Bill Tunilla had for many years in Pasadena, actually just right down the street from Vroman's, called the House of Fiction. And it was a used bookstore. And it was a bookstore, but it was also a place for conversation. And some of the best conversation I've had in my life. took place in that bookstore.
So that was a third place long before Starbucks.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And, you know, many of the contributors in here tout other things that you can get from a local bookstore, the personal attention of somebody who knows books, and that's certainly something to be valued. Local bookstores can be a place where writers can come and meet people in your town, and there are many other obvious things. But again, for people who love books, mostly it's an easy sell. Simply being in a bookstore, just the smell of the book is a great pleasure, and this book is a wonderful evocative tribute to that.